Hey, Dave here from the Breakfast with Manny podcast, which comes from when my co-host Emmanuel, also known as Manny, and I used to meet regularly for breakfast. When we were discussing the shifting landscape of manhood, mostly by sharing our experiences and our struggles, as well as my coaching courses and my entrepreneurial experience, we realized many men could benefit from discussing these topics. So Breakfast with Manny is going to explore the unseen patterns that sabotage men, realizing their potential, healing, and getting the life, sex, career, and health they want, leading to a healthy masculinity. All right. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Breakfast with Manny, episode zero, the prequel, where we give some background to what the hell does Breakfast with Manny mean. This is my co-host, Manuel Mancilla, otherwise known as Manny, obviously. What's up, Manny?
Dave, I'm really happy to be here. And I'm
Cool.
happy because we've had so many breakfast sessions, and you will understand very soon why. But it's been a long time since we had to do something like this to share that information. So I'm happy to be here.
Cool.
There's going to be a lot of questions for you. And I'm excited for us to explain why, at the end of the day, we want to share this information. As guys, we face today, a lot of situations in which we feel like it's difficult sometimes to be a guy, and we've lost a bit that sense of, what's right, what's wrong. Am I a leader? Is it bad to be a leader? Is it good to be something else? So I think it's good for us to open that discussion. And who's the better person to do that than to have Dave, who's someone who has a lot of experience. So do you want to give us, Dave, just maybe an introduction on, how did this all started and
Yeah,
your thoughts
I
on
think
this?
first of all, it's interesting what you just talked about, which to me is, I call a lot of men the hesitant male, right? We're like, open the door, you look great. And I don't think anybody really likes a hesitant man. So I think we'll go back to the beginning for us first. Manny, your mom reached out when she worked at my kid's school. And good for her, she knew that men need mentors. I mean, kids don't go off with their dads in the tractor anymore. Like a lot of us miss role models. I don't know if I'm a good role model because I fucked up so many things, but actually, I think that's how people learn is through mistakes, right? So sharing my mistakes on this podcast is a big part of what we're doing. And really, the umbrella of of Breakfast with Manny is healthy masculinity. We want to be here to talk about that. I'm really tired of hearing about toxic masculinity. Let's take the jaws of life and pry those two words apart. And can we get into healthy masculinity? What is it? What does that look like? How do you get there? I don't have all the answers on that. I'm not even sure, but I'd love to talk about it. And we're going to talk about it with a bunch of guests and a bunch of different people. What does that look like? Manny's mom asked me to mentor you, and originally it was because I was a business person, an entrepreneur. But very quickly we got into life, right? And Manny, more than anybody's probably seen my ups and downs and some embarrassing moments and So like even the embarrassing moments leads me to think a lot about I've had to deal with some tremendous amounts of shame and feeling shame makes you want to disappear. And one of the biggest issues I see for men in the world is we suffer in silence so often. And what I'm hoping we can do here is start to open up some conversations, make it okay to say I'm not okay. Sometimes we're not okay. And we can't share that with people because we want to look strong, we want to look proud. And quick little story. I was talking to a CEO buddy of mine. He ran a bigger, way bigger company than I did. And he stepped down and he said to me, Dave, I'm just tired of pretending I'm a CEO. And I recently am stepping back from my company. And I'm not only tired of pretending I'm a CEO, I'm just tired of pretending that. Like, sometimes I'm just not okay. And I struggle.
But is it when you say your struggle, is it the stress? Is it the pressure of having that role or everything that's around it? What does that represent?
Yeah, I think a little bit. Like, when you're the CEO, you're the leader, everybody looks up to you, right? So you got to have it all buttoned down. And one of the things I think is really unfortunate in the business world is this outer image, this outer shell. Yes, John. Well, that's an excellent point. Instead of like, hey, fuck you. Like, I totally disagree. Not that you should do that, by the way, in your company. But you know what I'm saying.
Yeah,
That's where I'm
absolutely.
kind of going with that. But yeah, and I think, what I would say in episode zero, the prelude is I got to a spot where my life just fell apart, like completely. I had a business breakup. Within a year, business breakup, divorce, bad behavior, which I will talk about in future episodes because I think if I share with one guy and he can know, this was a big thing, knowing you're not alone. is huge,
mm-hmm.
huge. To me, it's the beginning of recovery. So I sat there and I'm like, oh my God, who am I? Like, how did I get here? How did I get to be this? Now, later on, when I did my coach work and other stuff, which I'll talk about in a minute, I got a hold on there. 90% of our brain is subconscious, right? So like, imagine a tug of war where you got nine people on one end and one person on the other. Who are you going to bet on? So like, this is why we snap back all the time into other things. And I learned a lot about that in my coach training, which I'll talk about a bit later. But in the end of the day, like, really what Breakfast with Manny is about, exploring healthy masculine and, you know, what's the sweet spot anyway between like a total jerk and a real wuss, right?
Yeah.
You know? So,
because what we hear a lot is we have on one side, I'm under the impression that if you try to be very ambitious, if you try to do certain things today, you're seen as, you're not respected anymore, I think. And if you're too soft, then again, you're not respected and there's critics going. So it's a great point. Like, what's the middle there and what does that look like? And the goal of this is to explore it at the end of the day together. And you do have a lot of interesting stories. You've worked with clients as well. You've seen things that work, things that don't work. So it'd be interesting to get from your perspective as well some of these tips. You call them cheat codes, I think, as well. You know, that I've worked. And but I was wondering, you know, just going back to when you said my life fell apart.
Yeah.
How old were you and what happened exactly?
Okay, so I would have been around 43. So I was married. I'm very happy to report I'm good friends with my ex-wife. And shout out to Jenny, who's a great mom of my kids. Got two boys. And I can maybe explain also a little bit of my qualifications to give some advice or some thoughts as to where to go. But so I had a business partner. Things didn't go very well. But, you know, there's where I learned in relationship. It's so easy to point the finger at the other person, right? So he screwed around a whole bunch of stuff. But who is the guy who went like a maniac and screamed at him? About like, we're splitting and blah, blah, blah. I was a total nut. But you know, even before that with my ex-wife, we had drifted apart. And instead of being a conscious, aware guy, I ran away, just total avoidance. I'm going to play hockey. See you later. I'm just taking off. And, you know, I took the victim pole. I'm like, oh, poor me. Like, she's not giving me sex anymore. And she's not very nice to me anymore. Well, I'm going to go off. And you know, I didn't really think I'd say this on episode one, but I did have a mini affair. I mean, as many as affairs can be.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm happy to report my ex-wife and I have worked through that, you know, obviously because we're friends. But, you know, this is what I mean by not being the man I wanted to be, right? I'm like, oh, my God, what am I doing?
Yeah.
But I was in so much pain. I never looked at it. And one of the biggest things we'll talk about in this podcast is just being aware. And here's the thing, man. Like, if you have a problem with your car engine, 100% of the time, you're going to look under the hood, right?
Yeah.
You got a problem with your life or you don't feel great? People don't look under the hood very much. What do? They drink, they smoke, they party, they have sex, they distract. Mm. And so, like, you know, and like, let's, you know, we'll go foo-foo for a minute, but the inner journey, what the hell, when people started talking to me about that, you know, Manny, as I got going, I started to be like majorly exposed to some really wild stuff. And I'm kind of proud, you know, okay, well, who am I now? Well, I'm a guy who'll try lots of new things and I'm way more aware, way more conscious, way more communicative and all those things. But, you know, I think it's important to just talk about. So, you know, I get to this point in my life where I'm ashamed of myself. Like, I just feel like a piece of garbage. Now, it's not a surprise if you knew, and I'll talk about my childhood at some point more. My father was extremely difficult. He had some serious mental problems.
Yeah.
And I just remember, man, like, you know, knowing about the subconscious mind that I mentioned earlier, 90% of our brain, like, it gets in. And my dad used to ask me this question all the time. What's wrong with you? What the fuck's wrong with you? What's wrong with you? What's wrong with you? And so I spent my life like kind of looking for what's wrong with me. And I found it. I felt ashamed. And I was like this devastated. Oof. I really was not. It wasn't pretty, man. Like, it was ugly.
Yeah.
It was ugly.
And I remember you also mentioned a couple of times during our breakfast sessions that when you particularly as a man. And I'm saying as a man, maybe not necessarily just all guys, but when you've been hurt, particularly as a child, and you have this tendency to hurt, right? And I'm curious about your thoughts on, is there a way, particularly as guys, to be able to heal or to look inside? You just give the example of, it's a great example with the car, but it's always easier said than done, right? Because I've been hurt, and I remember I've tried to reason it, but it's still so difficult in the moment to want to look inside, because you're like, no, it's uncomfortable. It's uncomfortable, and it's easier to just hurt someone else so your ego is settled to some certain way. But I'm curious, how did you approach the situation later on when you looked at it in retrospect? What happened with your wife?
I think it's a great question. I think, first of all, I know this podcast is mainly targeted at men, and there's reasons for that. I mean, I'm a man personally. I also believe you mentioned hurt people. Well, most of the news, like when there's a rape or a shooting or this or that, it's 90% plus men, to be honest. And at the end of the day, like if one more guy, because of this, can heal his wounds and take on his inner wounds, then this has all been worth it. Like, this is totally worth it. And I'll give examples throughout the podcast as to some of my coaching clients that I've seen that. A couple of them are hilarious, but some of them are sad. But there's no one roadway to do that. But at the end of the day, first of all, you need to have an intention. So for me, I was just like, this is not who I'm going to be. Something in me just snapped. I go, I'm not going to be this. I was doing all kinds of stuff, and we'll talk about it on another podcast, but I wasn't going to be that. No way. And so that sparked something in me. And, you know, it's a good point to tell you when. So I don't know what happened. A buddy of mine told me about something called nice guy syndrome. Okay, so nice guys are like nice, 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 explode, right? They freak out. There's all kinds of things, and I'm going to do it. Full series on nice guy syndrome. I am a registered nice guy coach, actually. No more Mr. Nice Guy is Robert Glover, Dr. Robert Glover, psychotherapist. I'd never been to any self-help thing in my life. I'd never done any of what's introspection? I want to go play hockey, you know? So I don't know what made me go. I go to a men's group. It's like eight guys. They're all accomplished. So like I'm an entrepreneur, they're an entrepreneur, lawyer, or actually was a rocket scientist. And we go around the room, and these fucking guys had the same problems I did. And all of a sudden, for the first time, I'm like, I'm not alone. And one of our episodes coming up, which with a good friend of mine who's an amazing guy, Christian Roy, is coming up. Mm-hmm. And it's called From I'm Not Okay to You're Not Alone. It's so hard as a man, especially as a man, to say, I'm just not okay. And so I went to this weekend, and I got to be honest, something just kicked off. Something just sparked inside me, like, let's go. Let's start the work. So awareness is huge. Intention is huge. And the other thing I learned that's really important is you need to go into the body. The reason for that is the 90% subconscious I talked about before, your body actually kind of becomes the subconscious mind. And if you don't work in the body, you cannot really shift things. So there's a lot of somatic techniques in some of the coaching I do and other coaching that's unbelievable for doing that. But, you know.
And when you say work on the body, you mean
using sensations in the body.
Oh, okay, really? Okay.
Yeah. So, for example, somebody says, well, I'm really anxious.
Yeah.
And I always ask them, like, how do you know you're not excited? And they're like, well, I just have this pit in my stomach. So we work with the pit in the stomach.
Interesting.
Yeah, we'll get into that.
I think we've never talked about that in person. Oh, yeah. That's something that we're able to share with everyone. So that's something new. That's awesome. Yeah,
yeah, cool. For sure, man. So I did want to say another thing that hit me hard was, as a man who, I don't think I was really like making the world so much of a better place. I've always had a pretty kind heart, but you know, some of this trauma and some of my wounds just made me act out and do stupid things. I go to a Tony Robbins event, and, it was kind of cool. Like I would say 80% of it was awesome. You know, there was some selling, which was a bit awkward, but he's doing masculine and feminine energetics, which I cannot tell you with my learnings about that, how your entire life can be different with if you're a heterosexual, like with a woman. Yeah. It's night and day, man. It's night and day. We talked a bit about it, you know, with you and your girlfriend and some stuff. But so he says, look, I want all the women in the room to stand up. I'm like, all right, sure. And so they all stand up. He goes, listen, in the last 6 months, if you haven't been made extremely uncomfortable by a male, touched by a male without being asked, imposed something by a male, treated like garbage by a male, sit down. Not one sat down. Not one.
Mm.
There wasn't one woman who sat down. And I didn't really get it. I knew there's all kinds of mini harassment. There wasn't one. And you know, it's funny, even like years later, I spoke to my team at my company, young women, most of them around 25 to 35. And I told them that story and they're like, well, yeah, that's just the way it is. And for me, healthy masculinity, maybe we can make it so maybe that just isn't the way it is. Maybe we can create something where men understand, how do you get the life you want? How do you get the sex you want? How do you be the person you want to be? And so Breakfast with Manny is about all this, right? Like,
yeah.
How can we take the steps to be the men we want to be, right? And most people make the mistake. They think, well, I'll get that job and then I'll be happy. I'll get that girl and then I'll be happy. So like one of the topics we have, which I think is hilarious, is what I call golden vagina syndrome. So golden vagina syndrome is like, if I can just be with a girl who's so hot, I must be okay, right? And the problem with that, all these things are external. So it's more about, it's a happiness and fulfillment. Even happiness is a bit controversial because it's a fleeting thing.
Mm-hmm.
But like fulfillment is an inside job. And I never knew that. So I ran around, I'm just like running around like a maniac trying to chase happiness. And happiness is like a rabbit, it's gone. Like you can't chase happiness. You find it.
Yeah.
You know, man?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I think the really cool thing about the goal of this podcast as well is to have you all involved, whether it's through comments, through live calls. We want to make this a discussion. We want to be able to talk about your experiences. And, you know, if Dave, you've had people, if you've had clients, if you had some experiences that are similar, then we can talk about these things. And
sure.
Again, the goal, as you said, if we're able at least to help someone by talking about these things, then I think this is already a success, I'd say.
Yeah, I mean, I think in the end of the day, like if you can change your way of being, then you change the way the world responds to you. You change the way women respond to you. Like a big thing, look, let's be honest. Okay, it's a guy podcast pretty much. Sex is going to come up.
Yeah, definitely.
Sex is a thing. It's a thing. But most men have no clue that they're actually killing the chemistry. And there's this old myth of like, oh, chemistry goes down over time. I can tell you from personal experience after many, many, many years, if I'm able to keep my wits about me and like use certain skills, the chemistry never really needs to wane. But guys kill it. And we have no idea how I didn't know that. And, you know, I'll give you an example. I want to give you a really good example. So I dated a very feminine woman for quite a while. Great lady. It just didn't work out. But at one point, I could tell she closed. There was a closure. And I'm like, huh. Now, 10 years ago, I'd have gone, oh, what the hell's wrong with her? And how come she's not like wanting to put out and have sex with me or whatever I would have thought. But I had known a little bit about masculine and feminine energetics. So I thought back, I go, somewhere, somehow I broke her trust. And so I started thinking about it. I'm like, oh shit, the curtain rod. I had promised her I was going to put a curtain rod up and I forgot. And now most guys, not all, most guys would be like, it's just a curtain rod. Like, what's the big deal? But it's not. To the feminine, that's like the trust bubble, right? Yeah. The minute I put the curtain rod up, everything was amazing.
Interesting.
Back on track.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah. So we're going to talk. Masculine and feminine is going to be a big part of Breakfast with Manny because there's a lot going on in the world right now. And we have some guests lined up that have different perspectives. And I like what you said about involving the audience. Like whoever's listening to this, our goal down the road is to do live coaching, live calls, and get into real men problems. Because the more, if one guy brings a problem that another guy has, he won't feel so alone anymore. You know
yeah, absolutely.
I mean? Yeah.
And then we influence someone positively. That yeah. person will influence the circle around him. Yeah. And I think this is all how the circle yeah. starts to change. So of course, we're not going to change the world. I mean, hopefully we could, but
the great
person, yeah. put a person at a time and you know, with having those kind of discussion, I think it's going to be a great point. So
yeah, cool, man.
Yeah, so that nice. Was episode zero.
Yeah,
it started.
Last thing I'm just going to say, you know, one of the things that's really interesting to me is always once you start being a little more aware, there are coincidences that pop up, or it's kind of like when you think of a buddy and they call you. But it's interesting, we booked this filming today, and I did not do it consciously, but it's the anniversary of my mom's death.
Oh,
my mom died 8 years ago. And I guess for me, this journey from the 12 years ago being so out of it and so destructive, that I hope this podcast and what I'm working towards, working with men especially, but with everybody, is that, you know, I want mom to be proud. And I think, you know, it's a lifetime journey, you know, we'll be there. I just wanted to touch, just to give the audience just a flavor of what's coming. And then I think we'll wrap episode zero, but we're going to talk, I already mentioned it, nice guy syndrome, subconscious patterns, wounds, anger, anxiety, depression, shame, guilt, how to deal with emotions. Nobody teaches boys how to deal with emotions. Most people stuff it down. We're going to talk about that. Obviously, we're going to talk about failure, success, self-sabotage, women. What do you do when disaster strikes? And another big thing I learned recently is, like, if you're only going to be happy when your life is all lined up perfectly, you're not going to be happy very often. Learning to accept bad stuff with some degree of, oh, I'm going to learn something pretty soon. You know, there's a million other things. Narcissism, got to talk about dick pics. That's a big one.
Yeah.
And masculine feminine energy, as I said. So at the end of the day, yeah, just huge thank you to you, man, for making time for this. And you and I have been on a long journey. It's been what? I think it was around 8 years.
Around 8 years, yeah.
Yeah, already. We've had breakfast and we're bringing breakfast to the world. So yeah. Thanks everybody. And episode one to come.
Let's do it.
Cool. Thanks everyone.